Well, Nicole, as you said, I am uncomfortable speaking out so stridently against a sitting president of the United States. And so therefore, having served my country for well over three decades and trying to protect the right of American citizens to speak out freely, I am now exercising that right, because clearly this is a very dangerous time, very abnormal time.
Former CIA Director John Brennan playing defense following Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe's announcement that the DNI has provided about 1,000 pages of materials to the Durham investigation. Ratcliffe says he looks forward to supporting the Justice Department in further declassification.
All right, Sandy Rios with you today. We're going to be talking about, boy, the deep state, the CIA, all the secrets, all the things that we are now learning. That was John Brennan. I've been following John for a long time because he was head of the CIA for a long time. And I would just tell you, we're going to talk today about some of the things we've learned through this report that just came out last week. And it was a July 4th week, so maybe some of you missed it. So I don't want you to miss it. So we're going to talk about it today. But that's not all, because Dave Brat is going to join me, former Congressman Dave Brat. And we're going to talk about other ways that we've been deceived that we need truth on. So we'll do that in a second. But first, well, when you think about the 4th of July, I think about the Declaration of Independence, which, of course, many of us had to memorize. It's we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, unquestioning, in other words. They're just part of the product. They're in the DNA. And that is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Doesn't end there, but we're going to end there, because the point is that there are vast numbers of Americans who have not had a chance for life because their mothers have decided to terminate their lives, either in utero or with the abortion pill, whatever they're doing. And so even if for no other reason, that shouldn't happen in America, because we've promised everyone the right to life, and that includes our babies. So on this July, the celebrating the birth of our nation, we remember that, and we want to do everything we can to change it. Preborn is certainly doing that, and that's by showing moms the photos of their baby in utero, where they can see them sucking their thumb or moving around. It's just beautiful, and that's what happens, and it changes moms' minds. Most of them actually do change their mind when they see that. One ultrasound is $28. And we just hope and pray that you'll be generous and give your best amount to help stop taking the lives of unborn babies in this country. We need to do it right now. So lots of things, good things are happening. Let's add this to the list. Go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy, and make your most generous donation. Well, you can call us. This is Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7. You can call us at 662-821-2040 and leave a message, some response, some thing of observation, something you didn't like, something you did like. We love hearing from you. So call 662-821-2040 and don't leave us a message about what you think about what you're hearing. Or you can write us at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. You can find us on any of the social media platforms. And you can also find us at my website, which is sandyrios.com. I think that it's easier to listen to the podcast doing that. If you're not used to podcasting, sandyrios.com. However, if you're an AFR listener, you probably have already discovered, I hope, that you can go to afr.net, and listen to the program, or you can go to any social media platform, Apple or Spotify or Amazon or any of those, and listen to Sandy Rios 24/7 anytime. Well, you can listen to it, by the way, 24/7. Wasn't that clever? Anyway, so there are lots of ways to listen, and I encourage you to do that. All right, well, you're in for a treat, because I love talking with Congressman Dave Brat, and he has a lot of knowledge and information. He's a regular on Steve Bannon's War Room right now, talking about just about everything. So today we're talking about specifically about the CIA, the deep state, and all the things that we need to know and be concerned about and just be aware on today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness, that we actually believe what we say we believe.
Longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice, not social justice, but God's justice, what's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association,
a pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
This is a Fox News alert. Brand new details about how Obama's CIA targeted Trump and started the entire Russia hoax. For years, we were told that tips from an Australian diplomat tipped off the FBI after a random conversation with Papadopoulos, a no-name 20-something. But according to new reporting by Michael Schellenberger and Matt Taibbi, the whole thing was a CIA setup. Former CIA director John Brennan identified 26 Trump associates to be targeted by the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance. And then those interactions were the targets and were targeted by the FBI as suspicious. And that's how the FBI launched the Russia collusion hoax. The details of this entire operation have been stored in a top secret binder in a secret room in Washington. Trump ordered the whole thing declassified. And now the rumor is that the binder might be missing. Joining me now, one of the reporters who broke the story, Michael Schellenberger. Michael, explain how this all started with the CIA picking these 26 Trump people.
Yeah, good to be with you, Jesse. Well, obviously, this is an extremely serious story and serious allegation by multiple credible sources that Public and Racket, that's Matt Taibbi's publication, have spoken to. These are people that are close to the House intelligence investigation of how the Russia collusion hoax began. The story, as you mentioned, was that, oh, we were just informed by foreign intelligence about this. Our sources tell us a very different story, which is that this was initiated by the U.S. government. It came from within the U.S. government's intelligence community, including the CIA, that they asked the so-called Five Eyes nations intelligence agencies, that's the other English-speaking nations, including Britain and Australia, to spy on 26 Trump associates, or at least they had a list of the 26 associates that were identified. This is new information. Some people have theorized about this and speculated about it. We feel very confident that our sources were in a position to know and are very credible in this report. And it's obviously a very serious allegation because this is illegal spying and it's illegal election interference.
Okay, Sandy Rios with you. Well, now, that's a story that broke just last week right before the 4th of July and into the week, and I'm probably many of you haven't heard about it, but it is the declassification of all of that period of time that I certainly talked a ton about the deep state, the CIA, the dossier. We talked about it the day it was released. I remember talking to you about it at this mic, and now we know, because of the declassification, how really deep and wicked were the plans of John Brennan and Barack Obama and others that were a party, James Comey, how they manipulated and did exactly what we thought, only now we have the notes and the proof to the notes to prove what we had always felt was true. Congressman Dave Brat is joining me today. Congressman Brat was in Congress, I think, still, Dave, when all this was happening, weren't you?
Yeah, Sandy, and my eyes have been opened. I mean, we knew things sounded fishy back then, and we had some of the dots connected. But now, over the last month or so, I mean, now we have the receipts, right? We have evidence coming in on the JFK assassination, JFK murder. The CIA has not been telling the full truth on that one. And then this is the biggie, right? This is a coup d'etat, attempted coup d'etat. And I'm not overstating, right? It's the attempt to take down a president of the United States of America after he's elected by insiders in the government using illegal means. And that's what's at stake. And so the people at home that don't think we have issues here, this one has to be resolved. And the fact that we're not seeing the FBI and CIA reforming quick enough here along these lines is very problematic for us because, as you said in the warm-up to your show, we want God's justice, right? I don't know of any other justice. Everyone that talks about justice, really they're talking about God's justice. And if you don't have justice over a prolonged period of time, and if you lose the conception that you should have a just society, then we're going to be left in chaos for real. And you can see the decay already, right, in these riots around L.A., et cetera. But I won't get too far off field. This is a major problem for the CIA and the FBI. They cooked up foreign intelligence, starting with the Hillary Clinton campaign, reaching out to foreign assets, putting together a Steele dossier, and we're starting to connect all the dots. And saying it's illegal is an understatement, right? This is treason against your own country, against, you know, the left was talking about democracy over this whole time with Russiagate, that, you know, President Trump is a fascist and he's not in favor of democracy. They just were proven to have subverted democracy. And so I'll just end on this topic right there.
You know, just to echo what you said, Sam Faddis, you know, is a former CIA operative.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote a great article on this. And basically the title of his report on this report is "The Word is Treason. Say the Word."
Yeah.
And there's another interesting story, Dave, about Brian Dean Wright worked for John Brennan. And his article is, "John Brennan was my boss at the CIA. He belongs in prison." And so James Comey was a full partner in this, and so was John Brennan, and so was Barack Obama, by the way. And so this new report has tremendous implications. And I think we know, you know, the CIA, well, most people, conservatives know, Dave, I don't know if most people know, but we know that the CIA did actually start using their spy craft against us. And I guess they may still be doing that. Do you sense that there's any real changes going on there?
Not yet. I don't have any good reason to be happy yet. The Tucker interview about 5 days ago, not with the president of Iran, that was 2 days ago, but 5 days ago on Iran and Iraq, is the history of the CIA who's out of control as well. And everybody ought to watch that, right? I mean, we toppled Mossadegh in Iran in 53. He was Western sympathizer, and we overturn him because we don't like the price of oil. And 30 years later, what's the consequence? You got the Islamic Revolution and the Ayatollah in charge. And the Ayatollah was a CIA asset, we're told. Right. And then we had Iraq attack Iran. And then we got nervous that Iran, too many Shiites would go to Iraq. So then we started killing the other side. I mean, this is no way to run a Christian country, let me tell you. Right. It's no way to run a sane country. But if you're a Christian, the idea that you get to overturn countries and kill innocents over the price of oil and you know, these wars have cost, you know, just those two wars were $10 trillion. That'll buy a lot of gasoline, right? You know, take $10 trillion divided by $3 a gallon. You could give everyone in the country an endless supply of fuel and whatever instead of killing people and spending trillions of dollars for the weaponized defense department that Ike Eisenhower warned us about. So it's all connected. It's international, domestic, and it's all about money and power, as always, as you well know.
Yeah. You know, Robert Malone, Dr. Malone, is it? Yeah, I know you know why. He's a frequent guest. I just love him. He's become a friend. But one of the things that, you know, his let's just say his knowledge expands and goes way beyond medicine. But he certainly makes the point that the CIA was very involved in creating these, let's see, I got to say this carefully, vaccines. Like, I'm not saying the COVID vaccine specifically because he'd have to say that. I'm doing a broad sweep of what he said. That they have been responsible.
Right.
They're the ones that founded the largest pharmaceutical distributor, whose name escapes me off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But the CIA was really behind and laid the foundation for that COVID vaccine debacle. And so they are really bad actors. And, you know, that Dave, that takes me back in time because I got to know I had the privilege of interviewing one of the first women who joined, was recruited for the OSS. That's the precursor, you know, to the CIA.
And
she was, oh, you'd love this story. I don't want to take our time talking about it. Let me just say she was a model. She was recruited off the street. She learned how to kill, how to survive, how to get intelligence, how to decipher codes. And then they dropped her off in Spain, and that was her territory. And she ended up becoming a grand lady. She was good friends with the Duchess of Windsor. She was also a friend with Audrey Hepburn. Anyway, she was a very effective spy and a real patriot. She was from Connecticut, and she and I got it was a wonderful relationship. But my point is, they were patriots. They learned how to do some things that you and I wouldn't do. You know, they did some spy things. They lied. They killed. They stole. They do things that CIA, I think that's the problem, Dave. They have to do things that color outside of the lines of what we view as right and wrong. And I think over the years, they just lost their base and their moorings and didn't.
Yeah.
They lost their dedication to this country.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, you know, the color revolution, Mike Benz, who's another, you know, one of our heroes, B-E-N-Z, if you haven't listened to his podcast and Tucker interviews, make sure you do that. But what went wrong was we had these color revolutions aimed against communist regimes and bad guys, and even some of those were misfired. But then we turned the color revolution on our own people, and that's what Russiagate was all about. We used the same color revolution tools to go after the sitting president of the United States of America. And that's a scary day, folks. We got to fix it. There's got to be justice. People need to go behind bars. And until people are behind bars, you don't live in a democracy.
Oh, I want to read something to you. If you haven't seen this, this is fairly new information, too. This is not CIA, but same but different. Fired USAID and other government workers are building a resistance to Trump with their backgrounds very much in mind. They say, you just released a bunch of well-trained individuals into your population. And he said, if you kept our offices going and had us play solitaire in the office, it might have been safer to keep your regime. But it's even more detailed than that. Fox writes about it and says that they're actually talking about color revolutions, how much experience they have with that, and they're going to unleash that within the United States. They're doing seminars and training for some of these fired employees and deep staters. It's really dangerous, Dave.
I'm sure you've covered on your show, but the taxpayer, you are paying for all this, right? So the CIA has cutouts at every major newspaper, right? The Washington Post has a guy, CNN, the New York Times. They're all paid through the CIA and USAID, who's got a bigger budget than the CIA. And we're just learning all of this stuff. Now, it's all interconnected. The thousands of NGOs, leftist NGOs, are all funded through USAID and these government projects, and you're paying for those. Those have been shown to have been educated by the Chinese. 2 weeks ago, that broke. And your tax dollars were used to fund the L.A. riots a few weeks ago. That's been shown. We have receipts on all this. So if you're not outraged, and if you're a Democrat watching the show, all political views are my own. But, you know, you got to change your tune, just like Republicans had to. We had our establishment rhino folks working with the CIA for decades, and now we're trying to overturn the ship along the lines of justice.
I don't know if you want to weigh in on this, but what do you think about John Ratcliffe? I've loved him during the difficult years of the Trump when he was under investigation and all the things the deep state was doing. Now he's the head of the CIA, but he's been kind of quiet from my part. I don't know what you think about his performance so far.
I was friends with him in Congress. I like him, but he's too quiet. This is a democracy, John. Right. Yeah. You work for us, the people. And I'm along those lines. I'm most concerned. You know, Senator Kennedy, he got his history degree at Oxford. He's a smart guy and a master's in something else. And the other day, he was on CNN, and they said he was talking about the intelligence briefing where Israel gave us, said we're 3 days away from a nuke in Iran. And CNN asked him, he said, was that U.S. intelligence or Israeli intelligence? And Senator Kennedy said, I don't know. Right? You got to be kidding me. So John Ratcliffe, hello. Right? Whose intelligence was it, and whose national interests are we fighting for? We all love Israel, but Israel's got to tell the truth because we have other interests, right? We're responsible for the peace of the world, including China, Russia, Ukraine, all this kind of thing. Whereas Israel got different fights. And so they can't be expending all of our weapons systems on behalf of smaller wars when we got superpowers to contend with, right? And it looks like we're depleted now with Ukraine and Iran, right? And Trump said we're going to slow down the production and shipment of weapons over to Ukraine because we're out of them. That's not good.
No, that's not good. I hadn't heard him say that. So I think, okay, this is the thing that this I'm coloring outside the lines of what we're talking about here, but you know, our intelligence services were decimated in terms of their, okay, that's my word, decimated, my assessment, in terms of their reach. Like, we don't have assets overseas anymore like we did because they've turned their sights on, for my part, on really managing America and trying to do their revolutions and their manipulations inside our country. And so they've kind of let their foreign assets go. And so it's my impression, David, that Israeli intelligence is, you know, they're there on the ground, certainly in the Middle East, and that they know a lot more than our people, and we've had to rely on them. So I'm not sure I'd go as far. I don't, unless you know something, and I'm sure you know a lot of things I don't know. I wouldn't jump to the conclusion that intelligence was wrong. What makes us think that was wrong intelligence, that they were not 3 days away from a weapon?
Well, no, that's what I want to know. I
mean, oh, yeah, okay.
The American people,
okay,
we're footing the bill for, you know, $10 trillion of war over the last couple decades. And if we're going to go to the war, we the people have a right to know whose intelligence and what was it. We don't even know what it was yet. Right. Were they 3 days away? We don't know, right? And, you know, Netanyahu's upside down politically over there. And now he's not upside down. And then, you know, it was, you know, at first Trump was, I'm no nukes. But Trump told Netanyahu, hey, I want to do this diplomatically. And then there was a race, just like with Iraq, right? Weapons of mass destruction in the last week. We got to go. So we got this intelligence. We don't know what it is yet. And we had to race off and do the bunker busters to prevent the nuke. And then Israel midstream then said, no, we want to take out the regime. And then Trump even said, well, you know, we know where you are, regime change. And that wasn't agreed to by the American people. We didn't vote for that. And so it gets real complex quick. Israel has had, you know, seven countries in their sights, and Iran is kind of the last one. But again, the U.S. has a whole different set of geopolitics we're working on with the big guys, Russia in Ukraine. We got to bring that thing to an end. And then China. Everyone's wondering what China's doing.
Well, that's for sure. I guess, you know, I'm probably not quite as where you stated. I'm not quite there. I suppose I see, because of my longevity, I remember what an enemy Iran is to us. And I remember all the terrible things they have done.
I agree with all that. You know, they're the bad guys. Right, they're bad.
Dave, did you see that? Did you watch the interview Tucker did with the president of Iran?
Yeah, he was lying like crazy.
Yeah. So he says, this is what we're dealing with. We don't want nuclear weapons. That's a lie by the Israeli, of Netanyahu.
Right.
We don't want nuclear weapons. That's just a lie. And he said, we're peaceful. We like to get along with all our neighbors. We've never killed any Americans, I'm sorry, but that we have proof, we have pictures, we know exactly what they've done.
So
it makes me a little nervous when we start parroting what he's saying. Like, for instance, he said, He said, yes, Netanyahu persuaded or manipulated President Trump into this bombing. And that's what I hear others saying here. And I guess I'm not there. What if an Iranian president is saying that? Maybe there's a problem with us.
I'm just going on what Trump said. Trump said, I want to deal with this through negotiations. And then Netanyahu hurried him up, and all of a sudden this intelligence comes on us at the last minute. That ain't rational. I mean, it's just like the big, beautiful bill, right? Why does it always happen at 3 a.m. in the morning, right when time's running out, where you got to pinch your nose and vote for $2 trillion deficits? Yeah, this is not a rational way to run a country. And when it comes to war, it's even more important. And I'm pro-Israel. I'm pro-Bible, pro-Christian, pro-Judeo-Christian church, but I have not heard Israel invoke God's name in this war yet. And I want to hear that from them because I want to believe that with them.
Well, I think, certainly, Israel is a secular government and tons of atheists in Israel. So the government is not a believing government of God, but although Netanyahu, does quote scripture, and even the soldiers were singing songs based on the Psalms when they would go into war with that fight in Gaza. They were doing that. I think there's kind of resurgence of faith.
Yeah.
But I can't say,
Good.
Look,
Good.
We're a Christian nation, but we do,
we're
that a lot
either.
Of people leading
oh,
us.
And don't get me wrong, people that are listening, our CIA and FBI and State Department and USAID, like we were just saying, we're the leaders, right? We're the big boy on the planet, right? And so we've had all this mucked up for 50 years as well. And we need a clean house because the CIA and State Department, they have been leading the military-industrial complex and the warmongers to large profits and money. And I'm a capitalist. I like money. But this is at the expense of our young boys and young women in the forces, and I don't want any of it. And Trump doesn't either. He's always talking about the boys dying in Ukraine, and we don't want it.
No, I totally agree with that. And I agree, I'm certainly against what others are calling forever wars. I'm totally against that. And
yeah.
I think you're absolutely right. We've seen, in the Middle East, we've seen these wars used for the wrong reasons and making a total mesh out of what we've done, as you described earlier, in the Middle East. I think there are a lot of reasons for that, David. I know you would agree with me that part of it is the lack of understanding of Islam, this notion of nation building, and all that silliness that was under the Bush administration has factored into that. But I guess I do understand the need for war and the need to fight. And I think you do too. We have to fight sometimes.
Yep.
We have to fight,
Yeah.
So you can't.
It's run by the American people. Nothing was run by the American people on this stuff.
Well,
I
agree. But the problem with that, I'm not saying, look, I'm an American who believes in free speech and I believe in a republic, which is what we have. But I think sometimes the people are getting a lot of propaganda and wrong information on war, and people never want to rush to war, I mean, in fact, from the Civil War, there was so much resistance and division because people didn't want to fight against their neighbors and family members. And the Revolutionary War, going back to that, we were split. There were the Tories that still supported Britain. So people don't naturally. The World War II, we had to be dragged in kicking and screaming. We don't rush to war, and that's a good thing, I think. But it means that sometimes we don't have all the tools to make those big decisions that we have to trust the people that we elect, like I trusted you when you were in Congress, and I trust President Trump right now, too. So.
I trust him, and there's a limited window here, but, constitutionally, Congress is supposed to declare war also. There's supposed to be war powers. But the Congress is so scared and wimpy, and the Senate's even worse, that they're not doing their homework on foreign policy at all. When I was in Congress, we never mentioned foreign policy at all in our when we'd get together with our 250 in our caucus. as Republicans, and that I have a very skewed view of this foreign policy war stuff because of being in Congress. We were never included. We represent the people, and the military folks are, and the warmongers, they, right, there were select people, not Trump, et cetera, that were clamoring, we need to go to war against Iran and take them out and take out their leaders. Well, we got a 50-year track record of failure doing that. That leads to unintended consequences that no one ever sees. And even now, right, people are, they're wanting to take out Iran, and they want to go, the warmongers want us to go to war against Russia right now, right? The same crew of militarists.
And well, you know, like, what?
Everybody's against it in the polling. It's 2/3, 80% against that Ukraine war, and yet we've been funding it. And then Trump was going to end it, but you see how powerful these forces are.
I guess I don't disagree with you at all, and I see the same thing. The warmongers, the military industrial complex, all of it. I've lived through it. I've seen it. Going back to Vietnam. But the thing that I do make a distinction. I think there is a danger of saying about anyone who I distinguish between Ukraine and Iran. Because Ukraine, Iran is a threat. They are a threat to us, David. They are. And they are developing nuclear weapons, whether they're 2 or 3 days away from it. That's a fact. And they want to aim that at us because they chant all the time, death to America. Except the president of Iran just told Tucker that doesn't really mean death to America.
Right.
It just means it's not really killing people. You know, so, I mean, they are a danger. And so we are in danger from them, not like Ukraine and Russia. We're not at war with Russia. So I make a distinction. And I think one of the dangers is our friends saying, kind of putting everybody in a category of warmonger, wanting to, you know, just wants to go to war, who feels that sometimes we have to fight. Because I'm one of those people, definitely not a warmonger. But I think we have to be prepared to fight. I think, you know, what you said about Congress not talking about national security, I think we, from my perspective, we live in a time where we have so many people who not only don't understand the world because they're not taught, even if they're conservatives, there is a void in their educational experience, understanding geography and different systems of government, and hardly anybody has served in the military. And doesn't understand war. And so we are at a huge disadvantage in trying to, we have to rediscover the right way of fighting, you know, the right way of waging war, and under what circumstance.
Well, I'll just add one other wrinkle, right? There are strategic reasons for wanting to take out Iran, right? They're part of that would totally dislodge China's Belt and Road. They're in the middle of it. They would dislodge the Russian oil pipelines, et cetera, and cause chaos, right? So this is why the moneyed interests and the foreign policy interests want to take out Iran. I do not think Iran is a threat to us. I don't know of anyone who's ever proposed they're a threat, an immediate security threat to the United States of America. They are a threat to Israel, and Trump was going to ensure that they didn't have a nuke. And so he threaded the needle on that thing, right, with a bunker buster. But my overriding point is I am still very nervous about – I do not think that war is over by a long shot. And we'll see
I don't
who's
either.
Right on this thing.
I don't either.
And so I know. Oh. And so that's my concern. I want a rational conversation about this, with the American people included, before we go off on that one.
Yeah, I don't think it's over either. And so Iran, you know, the whole thing, you know, is understanding their, and I don't fully understand it. It's just that their eschatology, you know, they believe in the 12th Imam and there is going to be an apocalyptic end and they're going to come out victorious. And I do believe that they would, those nukes were being prepared for us too. The little Satan first, then the big Satan. But anyway, we'll find out. We'll find out. Time will tell, you know. Yeah. But already some Iranian leaders are calling for the death of and the beheading of President Trump. They're actually offering a reward, $1 million reward for anyone who brings Trump's head to wherever they would bring it in Iran. It's horrible, it really is, and it's not over.
Yeah.
And we're in fantasy land.
I wouldn't want to be them. I wouldn't want to be the guys who put that out. Trump's not going to be too hospitable.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Let's talk about other things, because I wanted to, this is kind of out of my bailiwick, and that is that whole thing about the Epstein files, because you know they just came out with a report saying that, well, you know, Kash Patel just said a couple of months ago that the death of Epstein was absolutely suicide, which was shocking to people. Now they're saying that there was absolutely no client list. So do you think the CIA is involved in this mess of not, I mean, maybe this is the truth, but I doubt it.
Yeah, no, there's some sort of a deal that's been made, right? Our side, you know, the Christian Cub Scout side always plays by the rules, and the left and the Marxist power mongers have no rules, right? They have no God, and they have no ethics, and they have no rules. By definition, they admit that.
Right.
All political views are my own. And so, yeah, Kash Patel, the idea that the guy who wrote, you know, Government Gangsters is saying nothing to see here, something's very wrong, right? Babylon Bee. I had a cartoon yesterday, and the cartoons always kind of have the truth, and they got Cash and others in a caption saying that what's-his-name never existed, right? He was never born, never on Earth. I mean, just to make a farce out of the whole thing, that because it's so crazy. And so, you know, maybe they've set up this to be so farcical so that the truth has to finally emerge on Epstein and all this kind of thing. But there's all sorts of questions about him and his wife, girlfriend, et cetera, with Mossad and intelligence communities and all that. And it all the roads are – that's why I'm saying I want transparency above anything on all these issues. They're all connected by secrecy, where the American people are not being told the answers. Not on a JFK assassination and murder, same thing. Silence for 60 years. Why? It's looking like the CIA was holding information that would have made them look really bad at a minimum.
Do you know any more about that, David? I mean, is there any? I mean, I haven't studied. I just know broad sweeping things about it. Do we know anything specific about that? About what's been discovered? Because the files were open, so, but it's like it just went. Bust.
Yeah, not totally open. There's not an admission of guilt yet by them for the assassination itself. But this guy who was linked with the groups who were with Oswald certainly opens up Pandora's box. I mean, it's just incredible. And so all the experts are going to get. That back to that, the next question was Oswald on the CIA payroll? There's hints, implications, evidence pointing that way. I'm not sure if it's ironclad yet, but that's if he was on the CIA payroll, oh my word. Then the American people, right? And then it's a question of why, because JFK was trying to do a lot. He was trying to bring wars to an end.
Yeah.
Right? And said, I'm gonna pulverize, or whatever word he used, the CIA. I'm gonna blow it up into 1,000 tiny bits.
Oh. And then what was it Schumer said to Trump? If you mess with the intelligence agencies, the CIA, they have six ways from Sunday to destroy you. Remember, he said that to President Trump?
Yeah. Right. Yes. Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I know. This is it. I know. So we got to get this republic back and the rule of law back. And in my view, we've extended way too much power to the president and the executive, not Trump. But we've expanded the role of the federal government, who's now over everything. The left is horrified now that Trump, as the chief executive, is pulling all the levers. Because we've never had a Republican president who moved any levers on behalf of us.
Right.
Trump is moving all the levers of power, and they're finding out he's also the chief magistrate, in addition to being the CEO over all of the agencies, right, over all the secretaries, and he's also the commander-in-chief. That's a lot of power. right, at Lincoln, in that Lincoln movie. I always remember he took his fist and bashed the death. I am clothed in immense power, right? And it's true.
Yep.
And as Christians, we don't want immense power in one man too much. There have to be checks and balances. I like Trump. I like what he's doing, thank God. But when Biden was in there with a hidden pen or whatever you call the
auto pen. The auto pen.
Right? Who's running the government and the outcomes, you know, 20 million illegal immigrant invasion and endless wars as far as the eye can see. And the American people were in the dark. We had no clue what was going on. It's just absolute insanity. Made no sense.
Yeah. Well, I do think there are tells. You know, there are tells for people that have a sense of truth. And, of course, I think that comes from God. I don't think that everyone that's not a believer in God doesn't have a sense of truth. And that's how they find God, by the way.
Yeah.
But anyway, there people have a sense of truth. And we know that stuff is, we knew. We could smell a rat even though we didn't know what the details were. And I would go back to the JFK thing, too, and say to you, I was, you know, I remember the day when JFK was shot. I remember all of that well and the journey. And, of course, after that, there were all these wild theories about what happened. And, you know, there's a million of them, conspiracy theories. And they did a report and said there were no, you know, conspiracies. But now we don't trust that report. But I would say this, that having lived through that, there were too many odd things that took place for there not to be something wrong with the narrative. For instance, with Oswald, this Russian guy who was working with the Russians doing the shooting, and then not long after that being shot randomly by this guy named Jack Ruby, who we don't even know much about. I mean, like, and then so Oswald does the shooting, and then he's immediately killed by some nondescript character named Jack Ruby, and while he's being escorted by police. So that alone, to me, is like I was trying to say, the people that have a sense of truth know that something's rotten here. How does this happen, you know? Somebody had to plan that killing. And so there is something wrong with that story, and I hope that we do find out what the truth is about that. There's one other thing I want to mention to you. I don't know if you've seen this. Mike Waller has been talking about this. He writes in his tweet, word is that the National Archives and Records Administration, NARA, has been working hard to purge federal records and make it all look clean. In July, NARA's number two man, Chief Records Officer Lawrence Brewer, took a demotion and transferred to DOJ to direct the Office of Records Management Policy. And it appears that they've been now tearing up all kinds of documents. And I wonder if for instance, the Epstein files and all of that could be under that. I don't know. What are your thoughts about that, Dave?
Oh, well, that's one of the theories that's out there right now, that, you know, it is possible that the guys are telling the truth because the records were destroyed, and they won't say that. And, you know, that's, and just by the way, on back on to Kennedy, everybody needs to go look up the Warren Commission, right, and the single bullet that traveled 83 miles and threw 20 bodies, I'm exaggerating, was such a joke.
People will believe that. You have to be careful.
Yes, they had to have the second Warren Commission because the first one was a joke. And the head of gathering data and the evidence for the first Warren Commission, the way I've heard, is former CIA director Alan Dulles, CIA director. He's in running the thing, right? Wow. Jerry Ford was on the thing. Go look it up, and it matters. And you're right back to the CIA. Those three letters keep coming up all over the place.
Do you know, how does RFK Jr. feel about this report that said nothing? I mean, do you know what he's thinking about that? You guys have probably interviewed him on War Room.
RFK Jr., he's been fairly explicit, right? If people haven't read the end of his book, the real Fauci, the best part of that book is at the end, and it doesn't even have to do with Fauci, chapters 9 to the end. And he's got it all footnoted on the elites and the virus and the connections between intelligence and the virus and the billionaire class, Bill Gates, Rockefeller Foundation, Gates Foundation, all these foundations, and people need to go read that, and it connects all the dots. And so we're starting to see all the dots being connected by all the suspicious characters in the past and present. And so that's what we got to, I always say this, but this is my new thing. This is the fault of the American people, right? It's not the fault of Congress. It is their fault. But we keep electing these people who keep us in the dark and vote for bankrupt, we're bankrupting the kids. We got a border invasion. 12% of the poor kids in Chicago can read, right, the literacy rate. And it's just stunning.
It really is. I do take heart, and I know you do too, because I know you're an optimist. There is a lot of truth that's managed to get through now. We're beginning to learn, and I think the American
it's
people
coming.
Are beginning
oh,
to be
coming.
Turned.
Yep, and I got to run on you in a couple here.
Well, I've run. I can't think of anything else to talk to you about, Dave. No, you know that's not true.
Yeah,
you and
could
I could talk forever.
Day.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, one last thing, Dave, before you go. Where people can see you on War Room with Steve Bannon.
Yeah.
How often did they? How could they see you? How often and when?
Oh, yeah, I'm on, you can just go out to RAV, Real America's Voice, or Rumble, and you'll see my face sitting there when I'm on. You can just click back a few days, and I'm usually on a couple times a week. We're trying to get, Steve connects the dots better than anyone in the world.
Well, that was Congressman Dave Brout, longtime friend of mine. That's not his claim to fame by any means, but he was a terrific congressman. He serves right now as a senior VP for business relations, I think, at Liberty University. And he's just doing a bang-up job there, too. But he has a great knowledge about a lot of things. He's an economist, really, by trade. And originally, when I called him to talk today, we were going to talk about the economy. But we decided to go into this because he's been talking about it in War Room, and it was just we haven't talked about it this week, so I thought it was good timing. So I'll be right back with some more interesting things right after this. Hi, this is Sandy Rios. A lot of Christians would be shocked to learn they are personally profiting from abortion and pornography. It's unnerving to realize just how many companies and corporations are actively involved in unbiblical practices. To help cut through the red tape, there is a great option known as Timothy Plan. Timothy Plan is the pioneer in biblically responsible investing. Timothy Plan carefully filters out companies involved in practices Scripture tells us to avoid. We are in an all-out culture war. One powerful way to make a difference is to put our money where our values are. Please go to timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-846-7526. Discover how to be a biblically responsible investor.
Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
Did you know that since Roe v. Wade was passed, and that was back in 1973, over 66 million babies have been aborted in the United States? That's nearly one in five pregnancies terminated. With the abortion pill now available at local pharmacies and through the mail, a woman's bathroom now has become the scene of the crime. And that's where she tragically expels her child. We have to stop this, and you know how to do that. Preborn is a master at saving these babies and their moms. Go to preborn.com/Sandy and make your most generous donation. That's preborn.com/Sandy.
The Sandy Rios 24/7 podcast are available at AFR.net. Back to Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
What about this binder that encapsulates this whole thing, and no one knows where it is right now, or Trump has it? What's that?
Well, Jesse, we'll have a piece tomorrow that is specifically about the binder, but as a friend of the show and of yours on this, I'll say that there has been widespread speculation that this binder was the reason or a reason for the FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago, and we'll be discussing that tomorrow. But obviously, if this binder contains what we have been told that it contains, which may include raw intelligence, information showing that the U.S. government, the CIA and the intelligence community of the U.S. government, initiated the Russia collusion hoax, that it did not occur in the way that the official story, including the Durham investigation, had portrayed it, then that's extremely serious information. And it may be, if the FBI then went to go get it in order to continue the cover-up of this information, that obviously adds an even more dramatic wrinkle to this. Again, we'll have more to say about it tomorrow, but this is a huge, huge story. I mean, I've been thinking about it in the history of the United States of America. Have we ever had something like this where the intelligence community was weaponized against a political candidate and using our foreign allies to do it? I can't think of a more important or dramatic story.
Yeah, and then going to great lengths by using FBI raids to cover it up. That's just an absolute incredible development. Great reporting to you and to Matt, and we look forward to your report tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Well, that was the voice of Jesse Waters, along with Michael Schellenberger, who does great reporting on national security. And so what are they talking about? Remember that raid of Mar-a-Lago, where they went through Melania's panty drawer, where they strategically took pictures, accused President Trump of espionage, of stealing, or taking, as though he doesn't have the right as president, which he does. He can take classified information home with him. He can do that. And so they made such a scandal out of it. But now what Michael is indicating, in case you missed that, and I had heard this in a broad way, but never to this detail, that this particular binder, it's possible that, and that's what Michael's going to report on in his future report, that it was that binder that had all the details about the Russian collusion, Russiagate, you fill in the blanks, scandal to try to take down President Trump, destroy him, and get him out of the office, which is a huge scandal when it's the FBI director and the CIA director and the former president involved in that. That is treason. And that binder might tell all about it. And so we think that the raid from the FBI was because they thought President Trump had taken that binder. And maybe he did. Stay tuned. We'll find out. Well, I want to thank you for listening. Quite a show, huh? And I want to thank our sponsor, Timothy Plan, because they show you how to put your money where your values are and discover how to be a biblically responsible investor. Visit timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-TIM-PLAN. Well, I hope you enjoy today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.